You are listening to the Tokyo Tyler Podcast with your host, Tokyo Tyler. Enjoy! Ha! Hello everyone, my name is Tokyo Tyler. Welcome back to the podcast. This is the second part of my two-part series of the Undercover Otaku. Ha 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 ha! Shh! We're going undercover. Yes, this is part two of what I believe is the greatest anime topic of all time. No, and I'm just joking on that part. But I'm not joking on these next few statements. Now, let me reiterate myself from the previous podcast. Being a undercover otaku is not bad. It's okay. We're all like that from time to time. We all kind of hide away our geekiness, our weirdness. To me, weirdness is cool. You know, not to other people. But we kind of put that away for a second whenever someone asks us, oh, do you watch that? And it's kind of like, and you kind of look at them and you say, well, you either say, yeah, but not a lot, or you say, yeah, a lot, or you say, no. Now, I don't know what category you would fall in, but I tend to fall in, I would say about 80% of the time, is the yeah, a lot, like, maybe not that mean sounding, but maybe like, yeah, I watch a lot of anime. That's how it usually sounds. Or, you know, sometimes I'll be like, yeah, you know, kind of brushing it off a little bit, be like, yeah, kind of passing by, but, you know, still saying I like it. I have a lot of good friends who, I don't know, it's kind of hard sometimes because they will know a whole lot about this, like the otaku community. They'll know all the terms, they'll know the really weird references. They'll know that stuff, but yet they say, like, well, I don't watch anime. And it kind of makes me scratch my head and like, well, we live in the internet day of age where, you know, you can know anything without really knowing anything about something, right? What's a topic I know nothing about? Let's say beehiving, because it's on my mind for some reason. I don't know anything about beehiving, but I can look on Google and just, like, hashtag beehive tutorial tip, whatever, and find some terms about beehiving and say, well, you know, did you get your comb out? I don't know. Honeycomb, I know that. Hey, I know my honeycombs, gosh darn it. But yes, I know a lot of people that would kind of fall in that category, and also, this topic right here, which I'm going to say, is maybe it's pretty area specific. I have no clue. I'm basing this off as my own kind of personal experience in the fandom, and I switch to that voice a lot whenever I can't get words out. I guess, which is okay. I guess it's better than what like the fandom of the world is at anime conventions. Now, I have made a lot of friends at anime conventions, but I have went to anime conventions with very few friends. In fact, only recently I went to a convention which I had a friend that I knew before at that same convention. Now, I know I have a really good friend. I have no clue if he's listening to this. I don't want to say his name, but he cut his hair. If you're the guy who's listening, you'll know. Like, yeah. And I know he went to those conventions, the same one I went to, and that's how I kind of discovered who he was. For some reason, we didn't have any other classes together. And he's literally the only other guy I have ever seen from my school at an anime convention. And this area is pretty big. I mean, it's Arkansas. It's in the really big kind of city part of Arkansas. We have quite a few conventions around here every year. It's a really good scene, and if you're ever in the area, A2F, Consplosion, all that goodness gracious, I'm sure you'll one Google search away from hearing and seeing all about that. Non-sponsored yet, by the way. We'll see about that, wink wink. But yes, being a undercover otaku is nothing to be ashamed full about. It's something, at least, you know, at least you're freaking in the community. I don't care what kind of, you don't have to come out right and say it. I don't give a crap if you do or not. I just want you to have a good time and really just enjoy yourself in the community. You know, if you're having fun, I'm having fun. Let's say that. And I feel like I need to put more detail in that previous thought about the, you know, only seeing a few people, or a matter of fact, two people at the conventions that I go to. I've been to around 6 or 7 so far in my experience, and all of them have pretty much been in this area, besides one that was out of state, which was epic. Go to my anime conventions episode, and I'm pretty sure you'll hear about it. And, oh, new idea, you'll hear about that specific con and the cons that I'm kind of alluding to. I will do a review of those cons as well. And, of course, when I go to them this year, it'll be the same. Ha! Okay, so, back to the point where I only know legit one person who goes to these conventions, like, on a consistent basis. Now, maybe I don't... Okay, backtrack here, I'm sorry. So, like I said before, at my school, I see there's a lot of people who like anime. I will be in the computer lab, in the library, and someone to my left, someone to my right, someone behind me, in front of me, is watching anime. And I look over to the Tokyo Ghoul backpack and the Yuri on Ice slippers. Those are a thing now. The Victor slips. Those are awesome. The Victor slippers. Those are beautiful. I need a pair of Victor slippers. But I will legit see all these anime things every single day. And I crap you not that I see none of those said people at anime conventions. Now I get it. Anime conventions can be expensive. You can spend $1 million at an anime con. I can understand that. But you don't have to. Now, the cons I go to locally, they're pretty cheap, like, good priced. I can understand, maybe, you know, can't do it right now. I can get that. But if you're really big in the community, and, I mean, you just love it, and you're telling me you don't have 15 bucks laying around, or if you hear about it, like maybe a year in advance, you can't save up a few dollars. I know we like buying things in this community, and it kind of gets me going a little bit, because... I want to see more people that I know at these conventions, and I try to tell them, and they're like, ah! You know, I don't watch anime. As they're, you know, watching Attack on Titan when they look at me. Kind of going off on a rant here, but it's good, right? You kind of get the real stuff right now, right? Sorry, that might have been loud and on your end. But legit, and I'll say legit a million times over, if you like anime, screw that, not even anime, if you like anything, okay, maybe you like steampunk, maybe you like sci-fi, you know, maybe you like My Little Pony, if you like any of that stuff, you can go to an anime convention, and this has turned into a convention thing, but this kind of ties in really well with Undercover Otaku, because a lot of these people who love this so much will not go to where the ultimate acceptance of love is. Oh my goodness. If you think you would be made fun of at an anime convention because of your fandom, you are insane. As long as you're just a nice person in general, you don't even have to talk to anybody. You can just stand there and do, like, it kind of gets on me there because I can understand that. I can really understand that. But I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, my time at anime conventions have been awesome. I've met so many great people. So many. And, you know, some people I'll never see again. Some people are my best friends for life. I met them at cons, right? And that's only like 6 or 7 times going. But I tell you what, it's really brought me into this community. You know, I felt like an outsider at my first con. I will not lie to you about that. I felt like an undercover otaku, I tell you what. But once I realized that everyone else is just as weird as me, dude, gal, I had fun. And I'm telling you, you will too. So even if you're an undercover otaku, it's okay. I'm not, you know, it's not a bad thing. I can understand. But I'm just telling you, it's the little things. It's the little things we can do that just make this even so much better. It's truly amazing and awe-inspiring. So my name is Tokyo Tyler. You can find me on Instagram @Tokyo_Tyler and on YouTube. Sayonara.